Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy expressed frustration on Tuesday, saying that legislative lawmakers in Juneau failed to provide Alaskans a functional PFD. He stopped short of saying that he will veto it, but he did say that Alaskans have been dealt a terrible hand and that they could receive the lowest dividend on record when accounting for inflation, according to the governor. Dunleavy, however, did say that he is calling the legislature back into session on October 1st for a fourth special session. He released a statement saying, on one hand, a veto of this half measure would seem appropriate, but at this stage of the game, that would aid and abet those that don't care about individual Alaskans, small businesses, and the economy. As a result, I will not veto this partial PFD, but will call the legislature back into session October 1st to get the rest of this year's PFD and to solve the state's financial problems with a complete fiscal plan. At an August press conference, Dunleavy was asked of the possibility of a fourth special session. At that time, he said,
if we don't call them back, then how does this get solved? I mean, I would hope that they could call themselves back in. I would have hoped that this would have been solved months, if not years ago. But if we don't do that, then we don't have a permanent fund dividend. We don't have solutions to the fiscal issue going forward. So what we end up doing is continuing to have uncertainty and to some extent chaos. Chaos meaning, what are we going to do here in a couple months? What are we going to do in a year? This is problematic, and it doesn't have to happen. It doesn't have to happen. This is not a mechanical issue. This is really a political issue. And everybody's going to have to take a step in. We've taken a step in. The caucuses are going to have to take a step in to get a solution. This is how government runs. This is how it was put together. I'm not planning on a special session because I'm hoping that everything gets done here over the next 30 days.
On Tuesday, the Senate approved an $1,100 dividend payment on the final day of the third special session, following the State House of Representatives canceling their floor session, and members of the Senate Finance Committee unanimously voting to advance the $1,100 dividend payment to a vote on the Senate floor. Details, RadioKenai.com. Seven additional Alaskans are dead after contracting COVID-19. The State Department of Health and Social Services reported seven new coronavirus deaths yesterday, raising the state's death toll to 451 residents and 15 non-residents. All six of the resident deaths were recent. A male Anchorage resident in his 70s, a male Anchorage resident in his 60s, a male Anchorage resident in his 60s, a male Anchorage resident in his 50s, a male Anchorage resident in his 50s, and a male Anchorage resident in his 50s. Also, a non-resident female in her 60s recently died in Juneau. Those seven deaths raised the state's death toll to 451 residents and 15 non-residents. In addition, there were 691 new cases of COVID-19 reported yesterday, including 676 residents and 15 non-resident cases. Several of those cases were reported across the Kenai Peninsula. There are currently 202 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 who are hospitalized and 9 additional patients who are considered persons under investigation for a total of 211 current COVID-related hospitalizations. For numbers locally from the Central Peninsula Hospital, there are currently 14 COVID patients hospitalized. 12 of them are unvaccinated. 2 of them are fully vaccinated. In addition, there are 5 COVID patients in the 9-bed ICU unit, and there are 2 COVID patients on a ventilator. The current statewide alert level, based on the reported number of cases per 100,000 people over the past 7 days, is high in the red category and growing. Now it's 601.5, and 25 areas of the state are in the high alert level, including the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.